Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. Yeah, I like to laugh. I like to people who can make me laugh.
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon to the West and the East Coast. And good afternoon, right on the money, noon. So that would be afternoon for Central Time Zone. It is Thursday, October 5th, first office hours of the new month of October. Kind of cool. And we'll have four shows this month. Weekly, it is a weekly broadcast. We feel the fall weather out here in California in the past few days. It is a little chilly, and we love it. Not that chilly.
It's sort of the same.
It's actually quite warm.
It's like 90
Excuse
degrees.
Me. Allow me to introduce my friends behind me.
Is it still hot out there?
This is weird. This feels weird. I gotta say, I like it though. I like how buttoned up everything is back there. Vic, you look like a slob. Looks like
you just came
from the damn gym.
Am I that bad?
Compared to Miles.
I know.
I'm going to Blockbusters for my job.
Blockbusters.
I went the feet and he went the miles.
I thought I was going to send a message that we all dress up like it's fall, like I'm in my fall Joe Parra colors. But I'm sorry, Vic.
Well, why? You should have. I would
also, you know what? You know what the problem of the show so far is? This my monitor here. Look, Matt. Look at where this monitor is. I'm staring straight at it.
Oh, very annoying.
It's weird for me too.
Joseph, can you come in and turn that monitor? Send Joseph in.
I'm just gonna start. I'm down here. I'm just watching the show.
Oh.
And I don't like that.
little King doing a little King kind of.
Oh, Larry King.
Little Larry King. I couldn't remember his first name.
King.
Oh yeah, Larry. You know who's Lawrence King.
You know who's the new, I found out, is the Larry King of the Philadelphia Phillies is Chris Matthews.
Really?
Does that mean anything to you?
Nope.
Let
is
me
that
welcome.
A ball sport?
Philadelphia Phillies are in the, just won the wild cards, and I know I'm going to talk about
baseball
because
yes,
you
okay.
hate baseball.
I hate anything to do with a ball moving across a line, going through a net, into a goal.
I got to get down to what you're actually into. Because it's every time I bring something up, you poo-poo it.
Uh-huh.
And so we got to get down.
So you just got to keep guessing. And then when you get it, I'll be like, there we go. Let's talk about
it. A.B. Miles sitting behind me in the Doug chair.
Mm-hmm.
Stern used to do that. Used to have the Jackie chair. Now, you don't like Howard Stern.
No. Not a big fan of Stern.
Okay.
I don't get the whole, like, talky-talky question.
You get the you understand the format of his show.
Yeah, he invites people on. He talks to them about their pasts and projects.
Yeah. So you do get it. You just don't care.
I understand I get what he's doing.
But we have a laptop there. It's not actually not a laptop. It's an iPad. And we were trying to get you sound effects so you could participate in the show in that
Nothing,
way.
Nothing. Not connected to the internet.
We can't get it connected
to the
internet.
Is it charged? Is there enough battery?
It's charged.
It's
like
fully charged.
It's completely. If you want to take a look, it's got
But we're not on the internet because we just ran out of time, frankly. And we don't have a way. Listen to what's happening with technology is back in the old days, the good old days, your classic iPad, you'd have a classic headphone.
Jack.
Oh, jack.
Yeah.
Eighth inch jack.
3.2 millimeter.
3.5 millimeter.
3.5 milli.
Now everything's gone USB-C or lightning cable, and now you got to get a connection. Well, you got to get a dongle.
Not everything. It's
Bluetooth.
It's a Mac thing. Apple does that.
Blue teeth.
I hate it.
I get blue teeth after I have a bowl of blueberry cereal. Okay, now we know what you like. You like that kind of humor.
<I do. laughs>
And of course, Victor Berger the Fourth is here.
Hello, everybody.
Speaking of blue, you're all blued out.
I'm all in blue. I even got blue socks on, I guess, today.
And those the cords on your
the cords are weird. They're old. They're like yarn.
Yeah.
But
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm just analyzing everything.
That looks
today.
Like a beach tote type of cord. You would see that on a beach tote.
Yeah, you do. But, yeah.
And you got one sleeve with a bunch of stripes on it, but the other sleeve is bare.
It doesn't make any sense. I know. And it's really long, too, for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to. I need a makeover.
Makes you look like a cute little toddler. All right,
maybe I'll keep it down.
You look like an admiral. Those are military stripes.
With a pirate's headband.
Vic, in your long history of life, has anyone ever said you look like an admiral?
No, no, not at all. Today.
No sound effects from you this morning.
Well, I'm just... Oh, well,
I love it.
Clams.
There's nothing coming from me. I have got nothing. I've got no internet.
This is how this is my sort of Columbo-esque detective work to snuff out the drop criminal.
But I was like trying to, field your question about my yarn.
I know.
I can go. That's why
it
was.
People are going to say, you're going to say, damned if I do, damned
I know,
if I don't.
That's what I was going to say. So I'm trying my best.
Well, let me turn my attention to Captain Carlin.
There we go.
Good day.
The captain is here.
Hello.
Captain and I will be spending the Saturday together.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's right. We're. Captain
Carlin. Are you doing a silent retreat?
The sentence came down months ago, and now we're going to fulfill the sentence.
Serve our time.
Serve our time by attending Disneyland with our children.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Are you serious?
It's a bad idea.
That is a horrible idea.
Do not want to do that.
It's my son's seventh birthday.
I don't care, man. But, yeah. I did that once. Never again.
Especially I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I found out they don't have the Hall of Presidents there anymore.
No, oh, they don't?
No.
Oh.
No, that's a
Disney World.
It's a Florida thing.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I'm
probably
to
looking to see the
Did you
Trump
get the
animation.
Fast pass? Did you get the thing where you skip past all the norms?
Did we get that, Matt?
I don't know. Tim's wife is in charge of this.
That'll change things. Yeah, that'll change things.
I think there's like a special bracelet you can wear that basically just says, excuse me.
Right.
Listen to this. Listen to the, if I looked up the Hall of Presidents, and it turns out it's only at Disney World, okay? But this is how they promote it. They say, watch the curtain rise to reveal startlingly realistic audio animatronics replicas of every president of the United States together for the very first time.
Oh, really? It's the first time George Washington and Biden were together?
Like in Millard Fillmore.
Uh-huh.
It's so cool to be able to see Millard Fillmore and Jimmy Carter. The same stage for the very first time.
Well? That's my Johnny Carson doing Ronald Reagan.
I do it. That's my Ronald Reagan, too. Robert Popper and I would do he would do Margaret Thatcher, mm-hmm. and I would do Reagan.
Mm.
And we'd have pretend phone calls between the two of them. It's a lovely time.
Very Nichols and May.
Ronnie? Is that you, Ronnie? Well? That's all I would do.
President Trump. President Trump.
Who's
is
that?
The greatest president since Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that's
John Voight.
John Voight.
Classic.
All right, well, listen, later on the show, we've got.
You ever meet him?
I love Voight.
Yeah.
Isn't he Angelina Jolie's father?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. They don't talk anymore.
Probably because of the politics.
Might be.
I think they were sleeping together.
That was like, back in the 70s, everyone was doing everything.
Later in the show, we have Zoomer extraordinaire, top comic. And this guy, boy, how many people say, when are you going to have him on? When are you going to have him on? Top request. And he's finally agreed to appear on the show. Unfortunately, he's coming in from New York, so he's going to be on Zoom. But we'll still have a good time with... Did you do your research? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Joe Pera.
Yes, Joe Pera.
Yeah.
And also, musical guest, I always want to say Buck Meek. I mean, I always want to say Joe Meek.
Buck Meek.
I always want to say Joe Meek, but I said it right.
You said it right.
You did, yeah, and then you corrected yourself and tried to say Joe Meek.
Right.
So,
see how fucked up I am?
Yeah, you can't win either.
You can't win.
Everybody thinks I'm a perfect person.
Life's tough, man.
But the truth is I'm not. I have flaws like you do, Vic, like everybody does.
Like, why do you mention me?
He has his pants put on him one leg at a time, like everybody else.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a perfect person, but Buck Meek is. Buck Meek is. And he's performing later in the show. Buck Meek is a solo artist, but also
the guitar player in Big Thief. And Matt, I wanted to make sure we check our valuables after the show, if you know what I mean. Can I get a laugh? Can anybody laugh? Does anybody remember laughter?
Why don't people laugh anymore?
What do you mean?
I'm just like, people are afraid to laugh now.
I know.
Like, why is that?
Well, somebody was saying to
me.
When
was the last time you heard anybody laugh?
Aggressive humor. It's not funny anymore. Like, we need some humor.
I find myself, you really got to get, like, there's certain people that make me laugh.
Oh.
Vic makes me laugh. But in general, like, are you watching, like, what was the last thing you were watching on TV that made you laugh? Are you an easy laugh?
Mitch McConnell freezing
out. Oh, well.
It's cruel.
Could not stop. Sure. Oh, I know. It's cruel. But just watching his jowls.
But I mean, something that's actually going for laughter. Like a comedy. Piece of comedy.
God, I knew that I would blank if you ever put me on the spot like this.
When's the last time you cried laughing? Just in life.
Oh, just where I had such a good laugh. Yeah. Honestly, the other night I had some really good laughs. Wow. Yeah, we had some really good.
So the reason Miles is here, and you're always on my mind.
Uh huh. As you are mine.
And I feel terrible because our wives are friends, our children get along.
Mm hmm.
And we've over the years have gotten together and had dinner.
Yeah, bring you over and you fire up the old grill. You know, how do you like yours, Tim? A little pink.
No, I'd love to stand around that grill and talk baseball with you, but I know that ain't allowed.
No, that's not gonna happen.
But we do have a lot
error.
Of fun.
Error.
And, but time fucking passes.
We're very busy with kids,
and
careers.
You were camping for what, 6 months or something?
I went on the road for 30 straight days.
I was on the road, and somehow it's sort of like, well, I don't even know the last time I saw you. But the fates aligned, the stars aligned, gods came into play, I believe. Greek gods came into play and said, I bequeath you to have dinner at Tim's house.
Amen.
It was lovely. I met your mom, who just could not have been more lovely.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you guys are dating, which I was very surprised.
And my good friend Jared, you liked my good friend Jared?
Oh, some great laughs.
He's a funny guy.
Turned me on to some great documentaries. He turned me on to Telemarketers, the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
In fact, I made a very funny joke when you arrived. My friend Jared is there, who I've talked about a lot, but he's my age, went to college with Jared. He was visiting. I introduced Jared as my son to you.
And I thought, you know what? You walk in, and already you're in Riff prison the second you walk in.
So the reason you're here is, I said, well, I knew Doug was going to be away, but then seeing you again, we laughed. And in fact, I skipped a very important engagement
evening. That's right, yeah.
Because of your
presence. Wow. Yeah, that made me feel really good.
Should I reveal this?
Thank you, Tim.
I think it's fair.
Tim Apple.
Huh?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'll reveal the event that I skipped.
Thank you, Tim.
Is what I think it is?
Yeah, I think it is.
Wow.
I think it's a fair thing to reveal, and I'd be happy to get into the details of that. But let's talk about it later.
I just remember you saying, curious. I can't give you $200, but I can help you earn it. Do you want to come do the podcast? And I was like, okay.
All right.
I masturbate a lot.
Let's take a zoomer.
Yes, we're going to start with a bone pick.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited about this. By the way, this is, have this clip? I found out the way that Paul Simon pronounces this is very interesting. I don't know how easy that would be to find. You know what? You might find it, Vic, on our very good band thread, because that would be more recent.
Let me go back.
Wait till you hear how Paul Simon pronounces this.
Over troubled water.
No.
It's a bridge, isn't it?
You're close. That's very quick.
Thank you.
No, I don't want to say the word because it'll spoil the gag.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The audience knows what this is called. Is it goes on the guitar. Buck Meek, I'm sure, is very familiar with it. I'm going to ask Buck Meek how many of these he has. How many blanks do you have?
I consider it to be a guitar player's crutch. It's a cheat. It's like you're like, oh, I don't want to put my hand all the way up there to get those high notes.
But no, what I wanted to say was I'm so excited about some of these changes coming to Patreon. And now here comes the
speaking of lead balloons.
That's right.
Oops. No, for quickly, Patreon's adding this chat feature, which I was doing last night watching the game. I could watch the game, and I was chatting with patrons, and people were loving it. And but a bunch
your
of
your patrons.
Patreon.com/officehourslive. Join the community now. It's a wonderful community. And sometimes people get into that community and they stink the place up and I kick them the hell out. I don't just take everybody's money.
Because they have bad attitudes?
Yeah. Like, can we have one place on the internet that isn't just garbage? And people, I mean, I'm not super strict about it. I'm not running a...
Yeah, I'd like to see your terms of service. So what happens? People say, oh, if I pay $5, I can make some snide comments about the baseball game to Tim Heider. Is that what...
This guy came on there. I wrote in one of my blogs, I was talking politics, and I used this quote from Vladimir Lenin, which is a pretty good quote, and it has nothing to do with his politics or his history or anything. It was basically sometimes... decades happen. What is the quote? Sometimes I don't know the quote.
You copied and pasted it.
Yeah, I just remember all these things.
You were trying to sell me on this biography the other day.
Listen,
it was a biography of Lyndon B. Johnson's biographer.
Oh,
it was like, oh,
listen to this.
It was so boring.
There are decades. Well, my audience is educated. They know that Robert Caro. Speaking of this,
I don't think I.
Coochie coochie coo. Oh, that's Charo. Sorry.
Do you want? I have it here, Tim. If you want.
Okay. Can you play it?
Hold on.
But let me just get you're queuing that up.
Okay.
This is the quote: "There are decades when nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen."
There are nothing that happens.
This is a great quote.
Say that again.
There are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. So let's say like 9/11. That's a event where a tremendous amount of life, world-changing events happen in a short amount of time.
Right.
And that's you get that.
But then in the 80s, nothing happened.
Happens. Right. Yep. You get We Are the World.
Sure.
And Farm Aid.
The days are long, the years are short.
The 90s, I feel even more like, felt like nothing. Like when we were growing up in the 90s, everything was just kind of rolling along.
Yeah, it was just weather.
You had Monica Lewinsky.
Uh-huh.
You had Friends, Seinfeld. But anyway,
the Bobbitt situation.
So
with the,
I use this.
That was,
I,
he was being cut
that
off.
Was it, yeah.
I use that quote to talk about Nancy this Kerrigan. Idea that's floating around about perhaps Biden stepping down to create an open primary.
Come on now.
Come on now. No, I'm serious about this.
No,
I'm not kidding around.
Come on. Yeah. That's
very idea. Fact matter is. Fact matter is. Why should I step down?
He just kind of surfs. He just surfs between consonants. He just sort of.
I didn't know you did a Biden.
I just came up with
yeah.
it.
Any other questions? I use that quote in context of that idea. Some patron gets in there. Maybe you should learn more about the history of Lenin and how he killed millions of people and blah, 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 blah. All this shit.
And you
shit
booted him because of this?
I didn't boot. He left on his own accord.
Uh-huh.
But that's the kind of thing where I'm like, calm down. Like, it's just a good quote.
I'm like Lenin.
But then I thought, well, if Hitler had a good quote, are you allowed to use that or no? Can't use good.
I don't.
He's got to have
so.
A good quote.
I mean, he was a child at one point, so I don't know. But
I like cookies. Mm-hmm. Adolf Hitler.
That's banal.
Yeah.
You know.
Matt, aren't we? Do we have the guitar piece of audio?
Jesus, he's under a lot of pressure.
A lot, I know.
Yeah,
well, I gave him about an hour to cue it up.
Should be coupled way up.
Back it up.
Should be coupled way up so I can sing it. Do I have a capo in?
Capo.
A capo.
What?
Sing it. Do I have a capo in?
Instead of capo.
A capo de tutti capo. Capo, please.
anyway. So this will be this.
I've never heard anyone in
capo.
I've never.
This
heard
is a capo
it.
Now.
The capo is.
We say capo. He says capo.
Yeah.
I would believe maybe Paul Simon a little more than us goobers.
Potato.
Matt.
Capo.
You want a zoomer?
Yeah.
Brian, you have a bone to pick.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh boy. I do have a bone to pick. Hi Tim, big fan. Hate to do this, but got a bone to pick. A couple of weeks ago. I think you were talking about Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense, as being what you call a put-it-on record. And if I'm correct, I believe you got that term from Jokerman Podcast. And yes. I thought it would have been a wonderful opportunity to give credit where credit's due and shout out to
great idea.
Jokerman.
I don't think it was for Stop Making Sense, though.
I don't think so.
Between Two Warehouses.
That was who was our musical guest? It was
oh yeah, Cutworms. It was Cutworms.
Cutworms the sheet was the metal barns.
You're right. I'm not going to listen. When it comes to somebody like Vladimir Lenin, of course I'm going to make sure I attribute the quote to him cuz he's a big major political figure, big historical figure. But with the Jokermen, it's like, okay, if I remember to credit them, I will. And now you've reminded me, put me in my place.
You start a conversation, you can't even finish it. Yeah. Anyway, love you, Tim.
All right, get back to work assembling warehouses.
Air conditioners.
we have no problem with the working class.
No, come
Miles.
On.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you building?
Well, yeah, what?
I work at a brewery.
Oh, a brewery.
Ah, the old tippling suds.
Keeping people addicted to alcohol for over 300 years.
You know what I like to do on the weekends? Have a couple of beers. A
couple of cold ones.
Yeah, you know, sit back, a couple of brewskis.
What's your brand? What are you brewing?
Oh, probably some...
Oscar Blues.
Is that
like Dale's.
Is that an IPA?
IPA.
Uh-huh, yeah. They're all IPAs. Here's a little tip.
What's a tip?
Huh?
What's the
They're
tip?
All IPAs.
Oh.
Now hops to it now. Get back to work.
Now hops skip back to work. Yeah.
Do you do a good lager?
Yeah, I think so.
They take the IPA and pour water
confident.
Into it.
No, because Shruggy's
ale.
The East Coast has Yingling, which you can't really find out here, and I find that to be like a nice beer, a lager for casual drinkers.
I love a Yingling. That's how I learned how to drink.
Surprised they don't have it out
here. I thought Yingling was a brand.
It is a brand. They used to make ice cream originally.
And the kids were showing at birthday parties hammered.
Yeah.
And they were like, we got to stop. We got to just go and make beer. Just call it beer. Stop calling it ice cream. Anyway,
funny stuff.
Yes, very good.
He does have a blue collar.
There he is. Okay. Hello. All right, Matt, we should do the city of the day because we have a special guest coming.
Mm. The city of the day. City of the day.
Hey, much City of the Day is brought to you by the G-Pop One Kernel. Are you sick of eating a big, dumb tub of popcorn with hundreds of kernels that get all over the place? Well, now you can eat just one big kernel with the G-Pop One Kernel, the giant popcorn that's just one kernel. World-renowned scientists have genetically modified popcorn to create mammoth cobs that explode into humongous popcorn. One G-Pop One Kernel is as much popcorn as a large movie theater-sized tub. The best part, you get to eat just one piece like it's a big-ass sandwich. Devour it however you want. Either munch it or lick it down. Plus, you won't have to share. No one will want to put their mouth on your huge, slimy saliva mountain. G-Pop One Kernel, powered by Monsanto and available at all AMC and Alamo Cobb House theaters. Office Hours listeners get a free spray bottle of salted butter water when they use code phrase more like Snorville Redenbacher at Fandango checkout.
I couldn't make it to the end of that.
G-Pop One Kernel, the modern choice for greedy popcorn fanatics. I will now be silent for 15 seconds while this jingle plays.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Doug. Doug, of course.
Not even here.
He's not even here, and he's making things happen, making us all smile.
So funny.
I want to read this to you very quickly before we get to the City of the Day, Matt. There was some Harvey Weinstein, just reminded me of this because of popcorn talk. Somebody was checking in on Harvey Weinstein. We're like, how's he doing?
Right. Well, he's in a lot of trouble for all the.
Yeah, I believe he's in jail thoughts. And they were asking, how is he doing? Some source said that Weinstein has been living a comparatively sedentary lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
He reads books. He reads a lot of biographies. I don't know how to describe Harvey because there's part of him that's like missing a little something. Sometimes I question his success, but I guess sometimes real geniuses in a particular field, like, they don't know how to make popcorn. I literally mean he didn't know how to make popcorn.
The irony.
Yeah, the irony. Mr. Like, Movies himself.
Yeah. It's not his bag.
Says it all.
All right, who is the City of the Day, Matt, before we get to our special guest?
Mitchell's 13. Can you... Oh, wait, did he disappear?
Mitchell's 13.
Mitchell's 13.
Coming to theaters this July. Mitchell's follows the... I don't know, Mitchell's 13 sounds like some kind of...
Yeah.
Escape from prison or like the Expendables or something.
You must
or an asteroid.
Mitchell.
A star.
Yo, what up?
Yo, Mitchell.
Can you hear me?
Dude, what are you at, a rave?
No, we're on tour in Ponferrada, Spain. With Zach Keim. This is Zach Keim. We're on a podcast right now.
Is that Eric Andre?
No, it's Tim Heidecker.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Heidecker.
Why would you think it was Eric Andre?
Tim Heidecker.
Why would you think it was Eric Andre? He is.
Where is the City of the Day? What is the City of the Day?
Oh, we're going to sound check. This might be bad timing, so... Sorry about that,
guys. I don't know. You got one guy with an acoustic guitar. I think the sound check's pretty much done.
Now I can't hear what the fuck he's saying.
Oh my ding, God. Ding, ding. Yep, ding, we're
ding,
good.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, let's head to the green room and chow down on some hummus.
Yeah. Bring your capo.
Yeah, bring your capo. Oh, let me ask your guitar player. Can you see this?
Yeah.
What is this?
That's a deviled egg.
No, what is this for real?
Oh, right.
Kind of hard to see.
That's a capo.
There you go.
There it is.
All right, where are you guys? We need to know the City of the Day so I can hang up on you.
Ow, ow, ow.
We're in a little village called Ponferrada, Spain.
Oh, boy. Listen to that.
Who? What?
Ponferrada, Spain.
Ponferrada?
Bounce around.
Ponferrada.
And who the hell are you that you got people coming to your show in Spain?
Guys, we're going to get some things. All right, let's go. All
Sorry, we got a sound check.
Well, what group are you?
The city of the day is Bonserrada, Spain.
Yeah.
We got what we needed.
All right, let's, Matt, look up the city and see who's playing there tonight.
His gig just started.
Look at it. He didn't do a lot of promotion.
The thing about these it's Bonserrada.
What is this, the Dave Matthews Band? Who's, like, what American, what a bunch of American guys hanging out in this tiny village
playing
a show?
I'd like to know what Bonserrada, is it on the coast? Is it in the middle? Is it next to Madrid? Is it,
Madrid. All right, get me out of this.
Yeah.
I can't believe this plan.
It looks like it's near Barcelona.
Ah, Barcelona.
Who's playing? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
who are they?
We'll never know.
There's one dude with a guitar and his manager, I guess.
It's inconsequential.
Oh, maybe he was the singer. And they're on tour.
Well, yeah, but who's the artist? Vic.
I don't.
There's a lot of bands in the world, you know?
Yeah, you can't just start listing every single band, every single singer.
All right.
Yeah, I guess you could go on and see who's on tour right now in Bonserrada. I don't think Bonserrada. It doesn't sound like a real city.
Hey, guys, it's Jeremy Renner.
All right, do we have our special guest?
I don't see him yet.
Okay.
No, I don't see him yet.
How was your weekend?
Jesus. You want to go to the Hothead Hotline?
Oh, well, I can tell you what event? Yeah, Hothead Hotline. I was going to say I could tell you what event I skipped to hang out to spend more time with Miles.
Mm. But it's level of
regretting.
I don't know if people want to hear about this, though.
That might hurt feelings. I don't know.
I mean, if you bring it up, now everyone's going to want to know.
Here were my intentions for the weekend. It was a mess because I had dinner plans with a couple of friends that had to get moved because of their schedule. Then I had a party I was invited to that I was very excited to go to. It's a birthday party for Mark Maron.
Mm.
Mark Maron reached out to me personally and invited me to his little birthday party. He said, it's going to be a low-key affair. Bring your wife. And then at the same time, my wife is cooking up plans with the Miles and another couple.
Mm-hmm.
The Miles family. I said, I don't know what to do about this, hon, because I'm supposed to go to this party, but it's, the party's 9 o'clock or something. So I'll go. Why don't we do early dinner at our house? And then I'll leave and go to this party.
Uh-huh.
Then the day before, I look at the Evite from Mark. Dinner is at, his party starts at 6:30.
It's a sit-down dinner.
His party starts at 6:30.
6:30. That's a good time to start a party.
Cocktails at 5, appetizers at 6:30.
And it's not a full sit-down dinner, but it's like there'll be food there so you can eat. And I go, fuck. Fuck, man. He was my guy.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Shit, man. And I sat down on a stool. And I sat across from John Lovitz, and we talked about it for an hour. No. No. I said, well, what time's dinner at, hun? She said, well, we can have people over as early as 5. I go, all right, well, maybe I'll just do this. Maybe I'll have dinner at our house with the couples, with the kids running around, have a couple glasses of wine, and around 8 o'clock, say,
you'll duck out.
I got to go. I got to go to this Hollywood party. But then, and I wrote Mark, I said, is it cool if I roll in late like a cool guy? He goes, sure, do whatever you want. Who gives a shit? I don't give a shit. Like, why do I think he cares if I go at all?
Man. Just show up or don't show up.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
It's not about you.
Yeah.
Sure. Wide load.
I'll make sure the magician starts late so you catch the act.
But then it comes time for me to pull out of our engagement. And I'm just having too much fun with Miles. I'm having too much fun with Jared.
We were laughing a lot. And I was like, you don't want to go to that birthday party.
And I'm home. I'm already, what am I going to do? Get in my car and go somewhere?
Right. And you'd had a couple.
I had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm just going to, any excuse to not do something.
No, to not get in your car and drive and go over there. And then you're going to walk in and
Yeah. Everybody's going to be like, hey!
I know, I'm going in there by myself. Yeah. Like, hi. And you guys have already been talking.
You know, blah, blah, blah. You know. We were just talking about, you want to jump in on this?
What have you been up to, man? I'm like, nothing.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I got nothing.
I'm exhausted at the thing that didn't happen.
Yeah. So it felt good to just release. I don't know, maybe I'm on Mark's shit list now. I hope not.
I don't think so.
I'm going to take him out.
He doesn't seem like the kind of person who would hold a grudge.
I'm going to take him out.
He doesn't.
No, you're right.
He's very, very, very.
I'm going to take him out to dinner, a private dinner.
Because you didn't go to his party. You're going to make him go out.
You're going
to
make him sit in an awkward private banquet room.
One of those, like, where they take out the back room, reserve the back room.
And it's like, there's no music.
There's all these wine bottles back there.
You can hear people chewing.
The only time anyone comes back there is to get wine bottles for other tables. Yeah. Like, sorry to interrupt.
How's the fish? It's spicier than I thought it was going to be.
But no, I actually think that would be a lovely time, just me and Mark. But you like having dinner alone with one person?
No.
You'd rather a dynamic.
Yeah, I like to have a conversational circle.
Right. Great.
Because then there's silence, and then someone has to fill it, or you just sit there and stare. Or
I had lunch the other day with our friend Eric Fensler.
Oh yeah, I saw him the other night. Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, he told me.
I was pretty lit up.
He said you were lit.
I was pretty lit up.
Did you?
Let's take another zoomer, Matt.
The issue
while
is
we
like
wait for our guest.
I shouldn't be mixing any alcohol with weed, and that's what I was doing.
Oh like, right, like, yeah. The THC and the alcohol can get you the double whammy. Yeah.
I was very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Check in on Michael Dennis.
What's their maximum edible that you can take?
Well, I don't do edibles. I'll just do like the vape thing. Uh-huh. Just do a little bit of that. But if you mix even just a little bit of alcohol with it, you get like, what is it called?
Hallucinations?
Crossfaded or something? I don't know.
What do we have here, Matt?
Michael Dennis.
Michael Dennis.
Hello.
Hello.
Two first names.
Hello.
How are you? I've got my capo right here.
Your capo.
My capo.
Bring your capos to the Zoom room, everybody.
Yeah. So I actually have a pun if you all have the tolerance for it.
Great. We're like I feel like this show has become the goodwill for puns. Like, people, you drop off crap.
And there's a person sifting through the puns. Yeah. And like, it's basically like, garbage.
I've got like a pressure cooker that doesn't work anymore. Uh-huh. I just give it to Goodwill. They'll
take
figure
old
it
vacuum
out.
Cleaner bags,
maybe
right?
Somebody could turn it into a bomb. So, yeah.
No, not to work. Just give it a...
There's some torn underwear. Now, please, unload your pun on me so you can get it out of your head.
Okay. So an astrophysicist is heading to a wedding, and he's running late. He has to park far away, and he has to run to the venue through a overgrown field. And he has his child with him, his boy, and they're running through this field, and the astrophysicist is affixing his formal neckwear as they're running. You know, he's finishing getting ready, and he drops it on the ground into the field, and his son, his boy... is running behind him, and the astrophysicist is running, and he turns around to his boy. He says, "Hey, kneel in the grass and pick up my tie, son."
Excellent. Enjoyed the evolution of that.
Very nice. I like
that
a lot.
I tried to keep it brief.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, Joe is there. Here now.
Okay. I appreciate that.
That's really good.
Pun. I had a good pun as I was drifting off to sleep last night and I lost it. It was
what
so
a nightmare.
Great. Yeah, what a nightmare.
Maybe Joe's got a pun.
Joe, ladies and gentlemen, calling in from, I believe, New York, but we should get clarification on that. I can only assume he's in New York. Debuting his new comedy special this Friday, tomorrow, is the one and only, often request, many people request, his presence on my show, first time ever, coming in on Zoom. This is very exciting. Everybody, sit down if you're not sitting down, because we have the one and only from New York. It's Joe Parra!
I guess, I'm Tim Vic AD's. It's really nice to see you guys, and I appreciate it. And I'm sorry to do this, but something came up. You think we could reschedule?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. Do you have to leave right now or can...
Yeah, I would have emailed, but like about 10 minutes ago, an old friend came into town and he surprised me. He's an old friend and a good guy. I told him that when he makes it to New York, we go for a hamburger. And I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you about my stand-up special and ask you about your tour, but he's one of the best guys I know. So,
oh, I don't need much time from you. Can you hang for just a few minutes and then hit the road? Or
he's been on the train for a long time, and I want to keep to my word, take him out for hamburgers. So I don't know. Is there like any other Thursday possibly do this?
Yeah, we definitely. But I just we are a little booked up for the rest of the year. Tell you what, where is your pal now?
He's outside. He's waiting. I told him I apologize. I didn't have time to send an email, but after, maybe we could just figure out a time and I can, get him some lunch.
Yeah.
I mean,
stand by, Joe, real quick. Just let us figure it out.
He's not keeping his word. He wants to keep his word to the hamburger friend.
But
that trumps his word to you
mm-hmm.
to be on the podcast.
Yeah, Joe, it looks like this is kind of on you to figure out because you did make a commitment to come on the show. And I'll tell you, frankly, a lot of people are very excited to have you on the show. And I don't think it reflects that well on you if you can't keep your commitments here. I can't
clearly
imagine
organized if you look at his office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine I could only assume that your pal would understand just five extra minutes.
Honestly, you got to take my word for it. He's like one of the best guys I know and one of the oldest guys I know. And I got it.
One of the oldest guys you know?
Yes. And if I don't get him the hamburger, I'll feel really rotten.
No, I think you get him the hamburger. I'm just saying, because we wanted to talk about your special a little bit and get to know you a little bit. And I'm sure the audience has questions for you. Would you just maybe, why don't you take a second?
Think outside the bun, you know?
Yeah, or just like, why don't you buzz your buddy in, let him wait in the foyer or the downstairs, get him you got anything in the fridge you can satiate him with?
He said he could hold out long enough to figure out a different date for me to do the show, and then he might have to leave town again.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
He's only giving you. I could hardly sleep. I was so excited about doing the show today. But like, I'm telling you, he's the best and very old.
I hear you. He seems very
clearly,
old.
Clearly, you're second best.
He seems very old. There's no question about that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, based on your description. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we be true to your word?
Okay.
And continue to figure out when we could get you back on the show. In the meantime, as Matt's working on that, I'm going to have Matt work on that because he's got to look at the schedule and everything. So while we're working on that, let me ask you a couple questions just about the special.
Sure.
Matt, does that work for you?
Yeah, I'm looking through the calendar.
So Matt will, as soon as Matt gets a good date in front of him, and that could take a few minutes. Do you want to
really
let?
I appreciate it.
Why don't you do this, Joe? Why don't you check in with your pal and just say, we're working on it, and we'll be down soon. I don't want this guy feeling like you forgot about him.
Okay, just a sec. Okay.
That's a good
one. We'll figure out a different time to let us know in a second. One more minute.
All right.
I mean, there's definitely somebody there.
You can hang tight for just a minute or two.
All right. And Matt, you've got your iCal open, and you're working on it, right?
I'm digging through these dates.
Okay, Matt's digging for the dates. So real quick, Joe, tell us a little bit about the special.
It's 56 minutes of...
Why don't you sit down for a second? You're making me nervous. Do you mind sitting down for a second?
All right.
Because it's quick for you to pop up out of that chair when you got to go.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not as old as he is. But after my Adult Swim show is canceled, I kind of went back to stand-up, how I started comedy, and did a year and a half on the road and of all sorts of old jokes and new jokes, and it kind of coalesced into a special, which we taped in Brooklyn this spring and then just put together with Marty Scalzo, who directed my TV show. And I think it came out pretty good.
And this will be on Netflix or HBO, or where is the special? Where are we going to get to see the special?
Nope, it's just free on YouTube.
Oh.
Just putting it out there. Maybe YouTube. People would want to buy a t-shirt or hat to support, but if not, that's all right. I just want people to see it.
That's very generous of you. Matt, how's it going over there? Anything? Any news on the date?
Might be something in December.
Okay, but he's still working on it, Joe, so hang tight. Since we're still working on this, I did have this fun little... Do you want to play a little quick little game? Do you think you can manage to have time for that?
Sure, yeah.
Why don't you check in with your pal?
Okay. Okay.
He's good?
I think he's good.
Is he sitting down?
Yeah, of course. He's more of a leaner. Leaning on the house outside.
Maybe he can just close his eyes for a minute.
Yeah.
He's
pull his hat down over his eyes, you know, snooze.
What's the weather like out there?
It's sunny. It's like in the 70s.
Oh, he's happy.
He totally is. Like the perfect temperature.
I know, but he's a mover and shaker, and he's going to probably catch the next train out of here.
You said he was an older guy, right?
Yes.
Oh, by the way,
I hate... Explain some of the shaking.
We have a musical guest coming up, and I know you got to run, Joe, but he is a big fan of yours, and he wanted to say hello. Buck, do you want to come in and a little preview? Or we can do Buck in the control room. How about that? Wait, let's do that.
Why doesn't he come in and get settled?
Okay, good idea.
Or does he have his ears? Oh, he doesn't have ears.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is an anticlimactic introduction for Buck Meek.
Hey, Joe.
I'll stand by.
You're not going to be able to hear. How's it going? It looks like you, me, AD could be like second cousins or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We could trade specs.
All right, let's get Buck in the control room up on camera there to say hi to Joe. And then we'll let you go, Joe.
Yeah, thanks. I'm so sorry again about this.
Where's the hamburger happening?
This is this place down the street from me called Lucy's. They got a 3/4-pound burger that's really good. And
I've eaten
this. This great. We said if you end up back in New York after your 8 years of service, I'll take you to Lucy's for a burger.
I got food poisoning one time.
8 years? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
A little loosey-doozy.
So you said 8 years of service. This guy was in the military?
Merchant Marine.
Merchant
Marine.
That's
all Marines. I get for that?
That's it.
Yes.
I really teed this up. I teed it up.
I'm sorry, Joe. Miles came in with a goof. And we ignored
I got
him.
Diarrhea. I call it loosey-doozy.
It sure smells good.
All right.
Nothing.
Let's play this game, Joe, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
The game is called, and I'd love to have a Zoomer as a, if you against a Zoomer.
Okay.
All right. All right. And the name of the game is Name the Para. And who wants to compete against Joseph?
I have a...
Yes. Yes, you do. You're going to be the dice man.
Oh, para.
Oh, paradise.
Thank you.
How's he doing? Okay?
I think so.
Okay.
Who wants to play against
How old
Joe?
Is he?
Wave your arms around in the Zoom if you want to be.
Yeah, how old is your pal? Aim it on
the dice. Yes. The oldest. He's the oldest guy on the Merchant Marine for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, let me look that up.
All right, Keegan.
What that means.
What did he say?
He's the oldest guy in the Merchant Marines. So what, like 80?
About that.
Yeah. So we have a contestant?
And only recently became the oldest man in the Merchant Marines. Because
due to COVID.
The other older guy.
Due to COVID.
Passed. No, just skateboarding.
Now, who's this? What is this, Adam Dando?
Hattie.
Is this the... Who's...
Can you see me?
Yes. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Keegan. Long-time listener, first-time caller, Sefe.
Okie doke.
All right.
Now, listen, in the past, Keegan and Joe, our games have been a little chaotic. We have, you know, we don't really have a buzzer system, And I do want to get you out of here, Joe. I know you're tight for time, but the way we've structured the rules of this game, I think is going to make it more equitable for everybody. It's going to be a fairer system. I don't want anybody to feel that they were cheated because of our rules. So the way this is going to work is we're going to ask a question, and we will decide who goes first based on a roll of the dice.
Oh.
So that's why we have a set of dice.
I thought that was the...
And I'm just going to arbitrarily say, Joe Para, you're odd, because you know what? You are. And what's his other name? Keegan, you're even. So before every question, you're going to roll the dice, sure. Determine who goes first.
Okay.
After the question is read, this is another very important rule, and you could lose if you disobey this rule. You must wait 15 seconds, and I'm sorry, Joe, I want to get you out of here as quick as possible, but we do feel like everyone should get the same amount of time to contemplate the question and be sure about their answer. So there'll be a 15-second period before you can answer, okay? All right, so let's roll the dice and see who goes first.
It's an 8.
It's an 8. That means that Keegan goes first. Keegan?
Yeah.
Now, I want to remind you here, you are not permitted to answer until a 15-second time has elapsed. All right?
And you're going to read the question.
The question, then the time begins. So here's the first question. This para will keep your legs warm on a cold day. Mm. Okay, the time is ticking.
Para's
thoughts. Hold on. Vic will be the timekeeper.
6.
He gave his answer.
He lost because he answered before the time.
Incorrect.
Wait.
You have to wait, yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's confusing.
I don't think it's confusing.
There's a timer.
The time elapsed.
It's not
you answer.
It's not you only have 15 seconds. You must take 15
seconds.
Yeah,
must take the 15. All right, let's roll the dice again to see who goes next.
I plead the 15. That's a 4.
All right, so stand by, Joe. Stand by, 15, Joe. We 14, rolled another 13, even number.
A little foreplay.
Are you good to hang, Joe?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's good. I've asked the after the Rutgers football team giving me $50 to come in and do a lasso style pep talk before their afternoon practice. So I asked that to push that whole later this afternoon so we could.
That's going to delay the game.
All right. No, we're getting you out of here in a few minutes, but unfortunately, we did roll an even die, so it goes back to
Keegan.
The second question is, you can easily make hand puppets out of this para.
15.
He wants to blurt it out, but he knows he's got to wait.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Your answer, Keegan?
Keegan.
He got nothing.
What?
Whoa.
Are you kidding?
Oh, wow. So he's 0 for 2. All right, let's roll the dice, see who gets to go next.
Oh, it's
a 3. Joe, are you ready?
A threesome.
Let's do it.
All right, Joe. This is for all the chips. Yeah. This is for everything here.
Wake up.
For some reason. All right, Joe. Don't forget. You must let 15 seconds expire before answering. Otherwise, you'll be disqualified. This para can be found in a barbershop or on the hands of Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
15,
he's,
14,
he's smiling as
13,
he knows he's got
12,
it. He's locked.
11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Scissors.
That's correct. A pair of scissors. That's 1 point for Joe. Boom. We'll do one more, and then we'll let you go.
You said that was for all the marbles.
No.
All right. Okay, we're going to do one more.
That was 5 points to Joe.
Maybe the last one, Tim, was good, probably, to end on.
All right, let's roll.
Unfortunately, it's a 10. Joe, yeah, it's maybe. A 10.
That's a 10. That goes
you can
to...
roll again. You can roll to, again.
It goes to Keegan. Random. No, Keegan, this is your
Keegan,
chance.
Keegan, please.
Okay.
You can't shy away from...
All right, Keegan.
Got it.
When fans binge-watch Joe Para stand-up specials too often, they develop this type of para with Joe Para.
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Paraplegics?
That's it's super, incorrect, but that's I'm going to turn uncool,
it.
Man.
I'm going to Joe really Para. Uncool. You have an opportunity to steal here, but we need to give you 15 seconds. Let's put 15 seconds back on the clock.
Can I talk at all in the 15 seconds?
No, 15, sorry, we have to.
14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. 1-0.
Paralysis from cracking up too much.
I'm sorry, we were looking for a parasocial relationship.
That doesn't. All the fans know perfectly well where the boundaries are.
Okay. All right, well, listen, why don't we let you go? Because we've got Buck Meek waiting in the wings. He wants to sing a song. We want him to sing a song. We'll let you go. Thank you for making the time, Matt. Did you ever find a date, or is it pretty booked up?
It's pretty booked up, but maybe I'll email. You know, we can. Why don't we let Buck
take this offline
for a second? And
that's right. Yes, we're gonna stay with us for one sec there, Joe.
Yeah, sure. All right.
We could take. You wanna let a Zoomer interact with Joe? There was a lot.
Yeah. Do you
of
mind taking one question from a Zoomer and then we'll let you go?
Who in here had a question? Who had a question?
It's looking.
For Joe
it's looking like we're not seeing a lot of availability throughout the rest of the year. So this
and
might
send
be the
Buck
one.
In to
first
set up, please,
first Q 24 is the. We're going to punt to first quarter.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving
Q1. Thursday.
No show on Thanksgiving. And I'm assuming you're busy. Do you have a big Thanksgiving planned, Joe?
That's my guy.
Oh, him again. Might be his last Thanksgiving.
Let's take a question from a caller. Yeah. Let's take a Joe Para question from a caller.
Yeah, Ricky, did you have a question for Joe, or is it something else? No. Okay, Mandrew?
Ricky lost the number.
Someone had one. No,
we told
somebody
him not to.
Had a question.
We told him not to lose the number.
What is going
Can I do
on?
A quick joke?
Yeah.
Well, Keegan's back.
Do it.
Bam! Okay, so say you're at soundcheck, right? And your lead singer had too much hummus in the back green room. You can do this.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I guess that is a joke.
So if he had too much hummus.
Joe Para, does that qualify as a joke in your mind?
He's laughing at it. I don't know. I'm sorry.
More of a gag, don't you think?
Yeah. But what's the hummus got to do with it?
Well, I don't know.
People get gassy from hummus.
It's a callback to the dance.
I think they do.
I would have
said, come on. Do we have one question for Joe from this audience? There must be.
We can't find anyone that has a question.
Vic, do you have a question for Joe?
No. Bridget does.
Thank God.
Are they?
Hello.
Hey, Bridget, you're meeting your hero, Joe Para.
I know. It's crazy. All of my heroes, really. I like you all so very much. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
This is crazy. I was super bummed when your show was canceled. So I'm very sorry.
It's okay. It's show business.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
A good attitude.
Do you think maybe if this special is, I mean, this isn't my question, but also wondering if this special is like really popular, do you think they'll want you back?
No bets. They not only canceled the show, Warner Brothers beat me up.
They made him give back all the money he'd made.
Is your show one of these shows that has disappeared entirely from the internet, or can you still watch it?
No, it's cool. It's still on the internet or on HBO Max. I think more people watched it after they canceled it, actually, which is cool.
Of course, it's you fine. Don't get access to those numbers, so you're pure mm-hmm. speculation.
No, that's true. They tell me. They just say single digits. That's why it's done.
By the way, you could watch all my. You could watch Awesome Show on Max. You could watch Tom Goes to the Mayor. And I just found out recently all of the Decker episodes that were made for Adult Swim, they're on. I didn't know this. They're on Hulu. They're all there.
So Zaslav left those stuff intact.
Yeah.
He said you could keep this.
Keep it.
But Batgirl, no dice.
Joe, where is this? Is your special going to be on Brent Weinbach's YouTube channel or is it on your YouTube channel? Because I say that because, I don't know if you know this, DJ Doug Pound here has his show Pound House and he puts it up on Brent Weinbach's YouTube channel. I don't get that.
What? Wow, Brent Weinbach's quite a businessman.
Yeah,
that's good.
Where do people find it? Just type in Joe Para.
You can go to joepara.com or just YouTube Joe Para comedy, and it'll come up.
Do you ever think about changing your name to Joke Para?
It's when I was did the joke. I wasn't the funniest and. High school or anything. So one time I did a joke and Greg Hurley called me Joke Para and that was pretty good.
Oh, fuck, Greg. There's a little bit of a dick, dude.
We had these guys when I was living in New York, my friend, well, Matt, you know this story. Matt knows the story quite a bit. We were at some bar and Matt and I, we'd be doing bits. You know what I'm talking about. Me and my friends, we do bits. We hang out. All that we communicate through jokes, through mm-hmm. laughter, through humor, through characters, through voices.
Good-natured ribbing.
And one of these dudes that was around, one of these scenester guy, he was a real scenester. He's a real too cool for school type. We would start in on this. He'd go, joke.
Oh, he would do that? In the
joke.
Middle of a bit?
You know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Yeah.
He would do that in the middle of one of your bits?
It's yeah.
Egg. He was a rotten egg.
Yeah, that sucks. That's a buzz.
Joe, you surround yourself with good people, though, right?
Yes, right, men.
Yeah. Yes, men.
Yeah. No, a lot of
yes
no, men. Definitely.
It sounds like a good idea, Joe. Put it in a special.
Do you like a regular show in New York? Like, is there a monthly thing that you would do with all the greats? Joe Firestone yeah. and what's his name?
Connor O'Malley.
Rogan.
Yeah, we do a show at the Bell House called Dan Joe DVD Show, and Joe and Connor are frequent guests. And yeah, we got a few more throughout the year if anyone's interested in dropping by.
You got a nice little family of humor, a nice little community, and I'm envious of it.
You got a great crew right behind you.
These schmucks?
It's all about community.
I'm so tired. Joe, can I talk to you privately? Vic, take the headphones off.
Okay.
Clean them out.
Hey, guys, take out your plugs. We're not going to talk.
Joe, put your headphones on for real. Now, this is just between Joe and I. I'm tired of these guys. I need to connect with a new group. I need to be in the Joe Para, Joe Firestone, Connor O'Malley scene. Is there a place for me there?
You're welcome to come to Brooklyn for a hamburger anytime with us.
That's what welcome, I want to hear.
I didn't hear anything.
I don't know what he's going
I know that about. I've never loved Tim more. I've never enjoyed being around him more. So
okay.
I don't know what you were
saying. How about AD Miles? He's one of your heroes. Got to be, right?
I love
you inspire each other's glasses.
Yeah. No, I loved AD's web series, Horrible People. I watched it and really... got a lot of laughs out of it.
Thank you.
All right.
Also Joe. On YouTube.
Also now
we're part of the YouTube community.
We do have Buck Meek now on microphone. Buck, if you want to say anything to Joe, the floor is yours.
Joe, I can't hear you because they didn't give me any headphones.
What? How's this? What is happening?
What is going on? I feel like this is.
I just wanted to thank you for that pillow that you gave me so many years ago with the embroidered likeness on it. I slept so many nights with that pillow with you next to my head. So thank you.
That's great to know.
That's great to know.
Cool.
Just I'm translating because he doesn't have headphones on. That's great to know.
Cheers.
He's very happy.
Always a pleasure to see you.
All right. Thanks, all Joe. Right. Enjoy your hamburger and your time with your friend. And it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our show. And we'll look to have you on sometime later next year.
Q1. Is it possible to do 30 more seconds, just like 20 more second one-line pitch for the special?
Absolutely. The floor is yours.
Okay. I wanted people to watch the special, but this weekend when Dianne Feinstein passed away, it occurred to me for the first time that I could die too. And I'm sure lots of people felt similarly. Yeah. And, you know, it's a, if you're going to watch one more comedy special before you pass away, and it could happen anytime, please check out Slow and Steady.
Slow and Steady, Joe Pera, coming Friday. What time? 10 a.m.?
8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time.
And you're going to be in the live chat when it premieres?
Might be. I'm a little scared.
All right, well,
Dianne Feinstein passed away?
Yeah, sorry, we're just breaking news here, Joe. I don't know if that's public. I don't know if that's public news, public knowledge. Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
Stein,
so I said.
Yeah, senator, great senator from California passed away today, I think. Was it today or Jesus recently?
Christ.
A few days ago.
Just a few days ago. I'm sorry. Now you got to go through it too, AD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First Lady Dianne. Yeah. And then this Dianne. A whole lot of Dianne going on.
Yeah. My pun. Oh, this is my pun. It's not the one I thought of last night, but it was Dianne Feinstein. So what do you want me to do? You want me to die and find Stein? Who, Ben Stein? Well, I hope he's in heaven because that's where I'm going. That's the command I got.
Yeah.
Die and find Stein.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's in heaven.
Jeez, that's a lot. That's
all right.
Tall order.
Thanks, Joe. All the best. And enjoy Halloween coming up.
Thank you. It's an honor, guys.
All right. All the best to your pal.
Halloween's coming up.
Thank you.
It's the first time hearing about Halloween.
Miles is the guy who doesn't know about doesn't know anything.
Doesn't know about life.
Bob, dropping a lot of bombs today.
It's Halloween.
All right. You know
bomb
that guy
shell
that was,
reports.
You know the guy from The Apprentice?
Donald the Don? Yeah, the businessman.
Yeah.
Billionaire.
You know he's running for president?
What the? That's got to be a joke. Do you know it's a gag. It's a goof for publicity.
You know he was president at one point?
PP.
I have got to get a newspaper.
All right, let's reset the mood. I apologize to our musical guest. We're having too much fun.
How long is the song you're going to sing?
About 2 hours.
No, we should show respect because this is a great musician, a musician of our time. We're not
15,
looking back to some.
14,
we don't have some.
13, 12.
We don't have some legacy act coming in here, some old bag of bones playing at the. Playing at the Sabin Theater.
Bob Dylan.
This is speak of Bob Dylan. We're gonna talk to, and I know that's territory we're not gonna get into. But
what?
Still, I'll tell you. I'll tell you during the break, Miles.
What? You're? I mean, tell me now. For
No. I'm not right. gonna. I'm not gonna make Mr. Meek uncomfortable. Mr. Meek. He's smiling at me. For how much longer, I don't know.
Simon and Garfunkel?
No, can I just introduce the musical act, damn it?
Okay,
did they break up?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Broke up?
They broke up, before you were born.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Sounds of silence.
Yeah. That's what the audience is experiencing right now at home. Ladies and gentlemen, here in the studio, you know he's in the studio already, a new song from Buck Meek. Buck, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tim. Tim, I was happy that you mentioned Capos because I happen to be a bit of a Capo snob myself.
Really? And now how do you pronounce it?
Capo.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Really?
So what? Yeah. I feel like there's a Mandela effect happening.
That's actually how most people pronounce it.
No, that's not true. No.
Yeah. I thought it was Capo. As in, not all heroes definitely were capo, capos. But
like capo, like in the Nazi days, was like K-A-P-O, which was
that's the mafia.
Gestapo.
Gestapo. Oh, okay,
Jesus. Gestapo.
I'm gonna look this up now. I'm gonna look
Gazpacho.
This up.
Gazpacho. Do you need one?
I think I'm.
They sell thank you for your offer, but I actually only use human capos. So I enlisted your intern Joe to help me out. Joe, could you bring me a glass of water as well, please? Thank
yes.
You.
Jesus. See, so Capo.
Oh, Buck's got a bit.
Tood. Little Tood.
Thank you.
Tunes human Capo. I've never seen such a thing.
Tunes and Tudes.
A Capo.
Do we have camera on this?
Tim.
I'm getting really excited for Halloween, so I thought I'd hijack the show for a little bit of a Halloween special.
This is exciting. I've never seen a human Capo before.
I'm going to sing a song about necromancy, and I was hoping maybe, Vic, if you want to you want to jam a little bit, throw in some spooky sounds.
All right.
Sure.
There's a couple little instrumental breaks. I'll nod at you.
Okay. All right.
Feel free to riff while I'm singing, too. Sure. But this is a song called Lagrimus that I wrote with my friend Jolie Holland about hiring a necromancer.
Wow.
Catch a bird in the meadow. We'll hold it so gently as you write the words I can't to the one who has vanished or died. Saving my tears in a bottle. Saving my nickels and dimes to give to the old necromancer who knows how to read and to write. Dip in your quill to my well, tears fall as you write. His wings will carry my words so heavy to the sky. The storm is rolling in slowly. We'll draw a circle on the ground. Call upon the lover of clouds. Twisting all the branches, feel the lightning in the air. Shadows born, its faces form everywhere. Fly your five directions home, fly with eyes closed. Sing the song you know. Help me catch a bird in the meadow. We'll hold it so gently as you write the words I can't to the one who has vanished.
Woo!
Nice.
Look at that. Joseph, how are you holding up over there?
Best seats in the house.
Nice. How's your finger, okay?
Stiff finger.
Yeah, a little sore. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Join patreon.com/officehourslive. It's a great spot to be in if you're on that site. We'll be back with Buck, Meek, and more. See you soon.
But this should be what coppoed way up so I can sing it. Do I have a capo in
A capo di tutti capo. Capo, please. Anyway.
So this will be, this is our first.
Hello all, this is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Young men are currently under attack. Thankfully, Office Hours has provided a safe haven for so many of us. And I am so touched by the budding beauty of the Holy Trinity and the offer they are willing to give to their loyal fans. With Office Hours Plus, you can get access to another full hour of the show every week, Tim's Saturday morning blog posts, The Joel Hole, and so much more exclusive content. And the best part is, if you go to patreon.com/officehours live right now, you can get your first 7 days absolutely free. Hell, you'd be a total moron to not give this a try. Listen, bucko, you better act now before the woke narcissistic psychopaths take us down. Shoulder bone, connected from the backbone, hip bone connected from the